The population of Jackman is about 800, but Republican Representative Chad Grignon, who's sponsoring a bill to help fund the town's health clinic, says thousands of visitors come to the region for snowmobiling, ATV riding, fishing, and hunting.
Unfortunately, these activities can be dangerous. Accidents happen on the trails and in the woods, but also along Route 201, which has seen a substantial number of moose strikes and truck accidents.
And the Jackman Community Health Center is the only option for care for miles. A hospital in Skowhegan is 75 miles away. Another one in Greenville is 50 miles away. Jackman's health center used to be staffed on overnights and weekends by Maine General in Augusta. But the hospital ended its operations in September after sustaining losses for a decade. So the clinic resorted to an on-call service during evenings and weekends.
So the key about this, why we're looking for funding, is that we have to have a provider on call. We need to have some sort of nurse on call. The ambulance needs to be on call.
Sarah Dubé is spokeswoman for Penobscot Community Health Center, which operates the clinic. She and other community members are asking the state for a one-time appropriation of $500,000 to help fund those on-call services until the clinic finds a long-term solution. But Democratic Representative Dale Denno of the Health and Human Services Committee says lawmakers are usually reluctant to do one-shot deals.
Because we have no way of knowing whether other communities might have equal claims to that same need, or whether that should be spread out among others or whatever.
Denno and other members of the committee are hoping the governor's office can intervene. Maine senators have also pledged to do what they can.
We're here to try to help you fill in the gaps in coverage, and so we will work very hard on that issue.
On a recent visit to Jackman, Republican Senator Susan Collins told residents that she'll work with independent Senator Angus King to try to find a solution. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.